run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gone, take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say, you gon' need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yes. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah, what's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here.
Seven minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning double war.
better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round that afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. Dude, always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rut. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump. I'm in that fun, yeah, so I stay lit. I don't need a chief to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind, out to the piff. Like, nah, no smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm, that's
and
dope.
I said, ooh.
Rough Riders baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking, my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. Don't fear, I feel. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. I'm not stopping. I'm unstoppable.
And here's for all the times I gave up midway.
All of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus, I'm still hungry, need 10 plates, so relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And now I'm just annoying, so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from, my cry, cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson, gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Whoa, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide. We gon' burn.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. A Monday ball game and a new series here in Frisco. It's the visiting Northwest Arkansas Naturals, AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, taking on the AA Texas Rangers affiliate, your Frisco Rough Riders. Hi again, everybody. Hi atop the playing surface at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. And to the right of the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, this is Josh Warden welcoming you to game number 126 on the season out of 137 for the Rough Riders. Frisco's 29-28 in the second half standings. Did lose yesterday to close out the series with the Corpus Christi Hooks, which does set Frisco back to a five-game margin behind Amarillo for first place in the second half. So five games back with 12 games to go. Northwest Arkansas, meanwhile, is about the same spot. 4.5 games back in the North Division They're 27-29 since the midway point. Well, a couple of big names in this ball game. Now, of course, the starting pitchers are big. Noah Bremer takes the ball for the Rough Riders, his 12th start, and a 6.14 ERA this season. William Fleming is his counterpart, his 8th start of the year for the Naturals, and a 4.79 ERA and a 1-0 record. Those two right-handers are the starting pitchers today for the Rough Riders and the Naturals, respectively. But the guy is going to capture a lot of headlines tonight and causing a buzz here in Frisco. Wyatt Lankford makes his Double-A debut today for the Frisco Rough Riders. He was drafted 4th overall this year out of the University of Florida, and he has sped through the ranks and looks to close out his season in Frisco. He'll get to the start today in right field. He will bat 2nd for Frisco tonight to start out a new series against Northwest Arkansas. So with 12 games remaining in the regular season, Wyatt Lankford gets the promotion today to Double-A and in the starting lineup. He's also our pregame guest coming up next, so stay with us on the pregame show. Wyatt Lankford, 4th overall draft pick just 2 months ago, is our guest next. Zach Bigley caught up with him just about an hour ago. So stay with us. First pitch today at 6:05 in the series opener between the Rough Riders and the Naturals. Wyatt Lankford next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Welcome back to the pregame show. We're joined by Wyatt Lankford, outfielder for the Rough Riders. And first and foremost, here at Double-A, what are some of your excitement levels here being at this level?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, being here close to Dallas, too, there's a bunch of Rangers fans. So, I mean, that's pretty cool to be in this environment, and I'm just ready to play.
It was only 57 days ago that you were drafted, and now you're all the way up here in Double-A. How crazy has this whirlwind been since that day you were drafted?
Yeah, it's super crazy. I mean, even going back to a couple weeks before the draft of the College World Series, I mean, that was crazy in itself. So it's been a lot to take in, but I've been trying to just take it all in while I can.
How can you describe playing in the College World Series?
It was great. I mean, it was much better than I could have ever expected, really. I mean, it was fun, it was exciting, and there was just a lot of baseball fans there.
There are so many people who talk about the SEC and the greatness of that competition there. How do you feel like that prepared you for this level?
Yeah, I think it prepared me very well. I mean, the competition is obviously top tier when it comes to college baseball. So being able to do that, play those guys every weekend, helped me a lot to develop.
What have been some of your first impressions of the Rangers organization?
I've been really impressed. I mean, I haven't met a bad guy yet. I mean, every guy in the program seems like a really good dude that wants to get better and wants to help others, people get better. So I'm really excited and just happy to be with this program.
I'm joined by Wyatt Lankford, and that's the interesting thing, is a lot of times when guys get promoted here to this level, they know the guys from spring training, but you had to do it here in Hickory, or in Hickory and then here in Frisco as well. What's it like trying to meet new guys and get that camaraderie?
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, just another challenge as part of it. I mean, I was just getting used to all the guys in Hickory, so having to move and get used to a whole new group of guys. But, I mean, it's all part of it. I mean, I'm enjoying the process.
When you look at what you've accomplished already this year and going in your first, you know, kind of partial season here in pro ball, what are you trying to accomplish towards the end of this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to finish up strong. I mean, I've been playing baseball for a long time. Definitely the longest I've played from start to finish in a full season. So I'm just trying to finish strong and help these guys win.
We're joined by Wyatt Lankford. What would it mean for you to get to the playoffs and make a playoff push here?
Yeah, it would mean a lot. I mean, kind of take pride in trying to win every game I play in. So I don't want to just come up here and just get at bats in. I want to try and win. So it'd be really cool to be a part of.
Is there anything you're trying to soak in from the guys here in the clubhouse? I mean, you have Danny Duffy, who's a 10-year big leaguer. Brad Miller's here with the club rehabbing. What kind of things are you asking guys?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience around here. I mean, even the guys that have just been in the minor league system, and it's all new to me, so being able to learn when I can means a lot.
I want to dive into your past a little bit and your childhood. When did you first know you fell in love with baseball?
I'd say probably when I was around 10 or 11, when I kind of really started to stand out from the other kids, I would say. I kind of realized that this is probably what I'm going to do for a long time.
Do you remember a time when you realized you were going to be able to play college baseball at that point?
I'd say probably when I was around like 14 or 15, so freshman year of high school probably, when I was playing like high school baseball and all the travel ball circuits and stuff, and I was excelling compared to like other kids.
You also played football and basketball growing up. Now, is it true you played as an eighth grader at the high school level on the football team?
Yeah, I did. I played as an eighth grader on the football team and seventh grade on the baseball team.
What was that like being around those guys?
It was great. I mean, it was kind of like going into college as a young kid. I mean, being around like 21, 22-year-olds. So, I mean, it was good. I mean, it was a lot. I grew up pretty fast. It's probably faster than most kids usually whenever you are around guys like 18-year-olds when you're 14 years old.
How did that conversation come about to play at that age at the high school level?
I mean, it wasn't that big of a conversation. I mean, it's a really small high school, it's a really small town, so everyone knows everyone. And I mean, there's not a ton of players, so you don't have too many options, but it was all good.
And then the University of Florida, when did you know you wanted to be a Gator?
I mean, my whole life, that was my goal, to make it to the University of Florida and play there. I grew up a Gator fan, and I wanted to play there my whole life.
Do you have a favorite memory from your time in college?
I mean, probably the College World Series, just in general. I mean, it was an awesome experience, and to be able to make it to that point with those guys and for the program.
All right, he's Wyatt Langford. Wyatt, thanks so much, and happy to have you here in Frisco.
Yep, happy to be here. Thank you.
All right, we'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Just a few minutes away from first pitch here in Frisco, Texas. Here's the starting lineups, beginning with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tyler Tolbert leads off and plays right field. Javier Vaz bats second and plays left field. Peyton Wilson at second base hitting third. Then it's Jorge Bonifacio cleaning up at right field, and Caden Wallace bats fifth at third base. Tucker Bradley hitting sixth. Dylan Schrum seventh. Leonel Valera short hitting eighth. And Tyler Cropley, the catcher, batting ninth. For the Rough Riders, Aaron Zavala leads off and plays left field. Wyatt Langford makes his Double-A debut, hitting second and playing right field. Liam Hicks bats third, the DH tonight. Kellen Strom hits cleanup and is in center field. Kaber Rodriguez bats fifth. He's at shortstop. Jax Biggers hits sixth, the second baseman. Then Chris Cease bats seventh, the third baseman tonight. David Garcia dons the mask and hits eighth for the Rough Riders while being the catcher. Franier Chavez rounds out the nine and is at first base tonight for the Rough Riders. So Zavala and Langford Hicks, the top three hitters for the Rough Riders, as they start out a new series against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals in game number 126 of the season. Noah Bremer jogs out of the dugout and will throw out the first pitch when we return. Zach Bigley has the first pitch on the other side of this break. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Sidearms to second. Rodriguez throws, picked out at first for the double play.
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Up the scoreboard and gone.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
It's the highly anticipated AA debut of Rangers number 2 prospect Wyatt Langford on this Monday in Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome in. It's Labor Day, and happy Labor Day. The Rough Riders, one of two games here on this Labor Day in all minor league baseball. And the first pitch from Noah Bremer to Tyler Tolbert is at the bottom of the zone for a strike. We're underway at 6:04 on what is a beautiful day for baseball in early September. The 0-1 pitch from Bremer. Lined to short, out of the reach of Kaber Rodriguez. And Wyatt Langford gets his first chance out in left field. He makes the play, fires it back in, but Tyler Tolbert singles that way. And Javier Vaz, the number 14 prospect in the Royals organization, makes his way to the plate. Now this is game one of a six-game series. It's going to be kind of an interesting series. It's game one on this Monday. We'll have tomorrow off and then finish it out Wednesday through Sunday. Left-handed batter. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Runner takes off. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second. Not in time. Now he picked a good pitch to run on. It was a breaking ball at 80 miles an hour. And Tolbert able to swipe second base. It's his 48th steal of the season here at the AA level. Vaz back in. The former Vanderbilt Commodore, and a throwback to second turns into a throw to third as they got him caught, and he picked him off, caught him stealing, going to third base. The throw to Chris Cease in time. Bremer kicked the leg up, looked back towards second. Tolbert was taking off for third. He threw that way, and he gets him for the first out. So the ultra-aggressive Tolbert caught stealing for the first out of the inning. It was 1-5.
The 0-1. Vaz fouls it straight back, and it's 0-2. Vaz playing in just his 23rd game here at the AA level, and he's hit really well. 338 with a homer and 10 RBIs. Wiggles the bat over his left shoulder. Here's the wind back by the right-hander, the pitch. Off the outside corner, it's 1-2. Defense behind Noah Bremer, the right-hander today, is Wyatt Langford in left field, Kellen Strom in center, Aaron Zavala in right. Bremer has his sign, rocks in the 1-2. Swinging a pop-up back behind home, it's foul out of play. It's 1-2. Chris Seisman's third, Caber Rodriguez is the shortstop. Jax Biggers at second, Franier Chavez at first base, and David Garcia does the catching for the Rough Riders. 1-2 on Vaz. Bremer has his sign with his shoulders square to the third base bag. The pitch home. Down low and inside. 2-2. Noah Bremer, 27 years old, 6'5", 206 pounds out of Berkeley, California. University of Washington native. Bremer making his 13th appearance of the Rough Riders this year in his 12th start. The 2-2. Fouled back this way, off to our left. Still 2-2. 1-2 this year with a 6.14 ERA in 36 2/3 innings, 26 strikeouts to 20 walks, and opponents are hitting 275 against him. He rocks in the 2-2. Swinging a little floater, foul off the end of the bat, poking out and serving it into the seats. He's handing out souvenirs in this second at-bat of the game. Just underway, no score, one out. Tyler Tolbert singled, stole second, was caught stealing at third base. Bremer winds the 2-2. Swinging a fly ball, hit well to deep right field. Zavala going back, and it's gone. Off the waterfall and straightaway right field, Javier Vaz with his second career AA homer. And it's 1-0 Naturals, two batters into the game. 100 miles an hour off the bat, 380 feet. A solo home run to right field for Javier Vaz. And Peyton Wilson, the former Alabama Crimson Tide, makes his way in. The pitch. Wilson sprays it in the air out to deep left field. This one sending Langford back into the alley, and he makes the catch. There's the second out of the first inning, and Jorge Bonifacio stands in, who's the all-time franchise leader for Northwest Arkansas in home runs. Not only is he the leader in homers, but in a bunch of different categories. Bonifacio, the all-time franchise leader in at-bats, hits, runs, doubles, RBIs, walks, and strikeouts. He takes the first pitch down the heart of the plate with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. And Bonifacio has had his way with the Rough Riders. Here's the wind of the pitch. There's a fly ball to right field, sending Zavala back. Now he comes in a couple steps, makes the catch, and retires the side in the first inning. But a home run for Javier Vaz makes it a 1-0 game. Naturals out in front to the bottom of the first inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're one of a kind. You deserve a mobile service that lets you stand out. Introducing Astound Mobile. With award-winning internet, we have plans that fit you to do more, to be more, on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks. With Astound, you only pay for what you need. Buy the gig or go unlimited. Switch today and get mobile with our award-winning internet for as low as $40 a month. Two great services, one astounding company. We are Astound.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing.
with some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of Minor League Baseball.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're in the home half of the first inning. The Rough Riders and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals in the initial game of this six-game series. It's 1-0 Northwest Arkansas. Javier Vaz with a solo home run to right field in the top of the first, and William Fleming deals into Aaron Zavala, and he swings and hits it on a soft liner to short. One hopper, Valera's got it, and he throws across to get Zavala. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the first inning. That brings Wyatt Langford to the plate for his first career Double-A at-bat. Just 57 days ago, he was drafted by the Texas Rangers out of the University of Florida with the number 4 overall pick, the best slugging percentage in the history of the program at Florida. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. He takes over the heart of the plate for a strike, a little bit on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. Playing out in left field defensively today, he's the number 2 prospect for the Rangers, the 0-1. A check swing bouncer to the left side of the mound. Fleming bobbles for a second, and he's got it. Throws on to first for the out, and Wyatt Langford is retired for out number 2. We'll talk plenty about him as we go in the broadcast. He was phenomenal on our pregame show interview, and a guy who the Rangers are very excited to have. An incredible athlete. 1-0 Northwest Arkansas. Here's the three-hole hitting Liam Hicks in the bottom half of the first inning. 1-0 Northwest. First offering. Hicks swings, lines it into right field, just out of the reach of Peyton Wilson. The second baseman diving to his right-hand side, and Hicks has got himself a hit. Singling into right field. Hicks coming off a really strong series with 6 hits against Corpus Christi in 22 at-bats. And he singles on the first pitch in the first inning. William Fleming has only thrown 4 pitches, and he's seen 3 batters already. Here's Kellen Strong. First pitch. Check swing, roller, foul. Right side. Nice pick by Kevin Torres, the Rough Riders first base coach. 0-1. Well, Liam Hicks batting third for the first time this season. Kellen Strom is batting cleanup as he's done plenty this year. This is his 30th game he's cleaned up. The pitch. Breaking ball settles inside. It's 1-1. He's playing in game number 110 this year for the Rough Riders. William Fleming, the 6'6" right-hander on the hill. Fastball, it comes in 3 different varieties. The 1-1. Dips low off the outside corner with a slider. 2-1. He'll throw a two-seamer or sinker, 4-seam cutter, sinker, and a changeup. He looks in. He's got his sign. And he pitches home. Just below the zone. 3-1. Asheville, North Carolina native, went to Wake Forest for his schooling in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Started out the season with High A Quad Cities, making 13 appearances and 11 starts with a 3.92 ERA, and this is his 8th start in Double A. The 3-1. Clips the top of the zone. Strike with a fastball, and it's 3-2. 1-0 Northwest Arkansas, bottom of the first inning. Fleming in those 7 starts as Strom calls time and steps out. He's 1-0 with a 4.79 ERA. 35 2/3 innings, 27 strikeouts to 15 walks. Payoff pitch. Just inside, 4. Well, Hicks is down to second. Kellen Strom aboard at first with a walk, and Kaber Rodriguez the batter for the Rough Riders. Yesterday in the series finale against Corpus Christi, Kaber Rodriguez came up in the bottom of the 9th inning. With runners at second and third, Rough Riders down by 2. Rough Riders at first and second, I should say. And hit a fly ball to left field that was caught by Zach Daniels, crashing into the left field fence. A lot of people in the ballpark thought it was going to go out of the ballpark off the bat, but it somehow stayed in the yard, and Daniels made an incredible catch, and the Rough Riders
fell in that series finale. Pitch home to Rodriguez. Watches one flick across the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders fell in that series 4-2, and they come into today 5 games back in the Texas League South with 12 remaining. The 0-1. Just off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Well, the Rough Rider is looking at a very steep uphill climb to try and get back to the playoffs, and if they are able to do it, well, you'd have to imagine today would be a pretty pivotal game for that. The pitch. Rodriguez hits a foul back to the netting, and it's 1-2 here in the bottom of the first inning. The Rough Riders' elimination number is 8. An elimination number is any combination of a first-place team win or a Frisco Rough Riders loss, equaling 8, and the Rough Riders are eliminated. With 12 games to go. Here's the stretch. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still 1-2 with runners at first and second. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 in the first. So Rough Riders aren't down and out quite yet. They certainly need some help. But the only thing they can worry about right now is winning the ball game out in front of them. They're facing Northwest Arkansas, who's 27-29 in the second half. They have the worst overall record in the Texas League this year, including the first half. The 1-2. There's a fly ball down the right field line, tailing foul again. And it's 1-2 on Rodriguez, the Rough Riders shortstop. They're currently 4.5 games back of the Wichita Wind Surge in the Texas League North. And the reason they're 4.5 back is they had a game that was suspended mid-game against Arkansas. So when they play the Travelers next week, they'll play 7 games in that series. 1-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still 1-2. A lot on the line for both of these teams today. Again, the Rough Riders, the only team in the Texas League that is playing here at home on this Labor Day. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch to Rodriguez. Low and outside. 2-2 now to the Rough Riders shortstop in his 30th game with Frisco, hitting .238 with a homer and 10 RBIs. This will be the 8th pitch to him. He brings it. A fly ball foul again down the right field line. Tolbert giving it a courtesy look, but it's into the seats. It's still a 2-2. Rough Riders began this inning with a couple groundouts in the first 3 pitches from Fleming. Hicks then singled. Strom walked, and Rodriguez has been a pest to Fleming, who's about to throw his 19th pitch of the first. And Rodriguez steps out of the box. Steven Rios Jr., our crew chief and home plate umpire today. Kellen Martin down the first baseline. Mickey Smith, our third base umpire. The pitch is sent up the middle on a hop. It's speared at short by Valera, sets his feet, throws onto first and gets him, and retires the side in the first inning. Well, the Rough Riders, a couple base runners, but no runs on one hit. No errors, 2 left on. Top of the second next, 1-0 Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the second inning, it's 1-0 Northwest Arkansas out in front of Frisco. Happy to have you alongside Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley. Doing all right, Josh? Happy Labor Day to you.
Happy Labor Day, Zach.
There's the wind back by Bremer, and the first pitch to Wallace is high. One ball, no strikes. It's Caden Wallace, Tucker Bradley, and Dylan Shrum to lead things off. 5, 6, and 7. Noah Bremer surrendering a solo homer in the first. The pitch. Outside edge for a called strike. It's 1-1. It's a beautiful day. 96 degrees. Feels like of 100 here in Frisco. The 1-1. Swinging a hard ground ball on one hop to Rodriguez. He grabs it at short. Chest high and throws calmly over to first for the out. One away for Tucker Bradley. And sometimes this is the time of the year where it feels like the heat's never going to go away. We had a nice little, I guess you can call it a cold front, or maybe just the heat is starting to go away. In the last couple weeks, it's been in the lower 90s and upper 80s. Pitch to Bradley is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Today back up to 96, but it's been very comfortable recently. Don't look now. This whole week will be up over 100. The pitch. The chopper out to second base. Jax Biggers has it on two hops. He throws onto first. Gets Bradley, and there are two down. Dylan Shrum takes his turn. 1-0 Northwest Arkansas. Bremer looking for a clean inning after allowing the first two to reach in the first inning against him. He was really good his last time out, probably his best start that he's had this season. 5 shutout innings against Corpus Christi, allowing just 2 hits. The pitch. It flutters off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. He struck out 4 and walked 1 in that start. Here's the 1-0 offering. Outside, it's 2-0. That was on Tuesday, and that started a wonderful stretch by the Rough Riders' arms, especially on the starting side of things. The Frisco starters last week were just phenomenal. 2-0. Swinging a grounder foul at the plate, and it's 2-1. The only one that didn't go 5 innings was Jack Leiter, and he was on a strict pitch count. He just went 3 1/3. But Rough Riders' starters last week had a 1.53 ERA. And even with that, the Rough Riders fell 4-2. And the offense couldn't really get going. 2-1 is outside. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. Rough Riders lost on Friday and Saturday, despite their pitching staff allowing just 1 earned run between those two games. The pitch. Outside edge, a called strike, and it's 3-2. A 3-2 loss in extra innings, and then a 1-0 loss on Saturday. Frisco dropped the finale of this series 7-5 against the Hooks. That was yesterday. Bremer looks in for his sign. He's got it. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Payoff home. Just a bit high. It's ball 4. He walks Shrum, his first free pass he's handed out today. Leonel Valera, the batter now, the shortstop, playing in just his 15th game. Leonel Valera hitting just 191. Rough Riders infield back and slightly to pole. The pitch. Outside edge, a called strike, and it's 0-1. I know Bremer looking for another strong start, and you can bounce back from a solo home run in the first. That's no problem. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, hit on the ground is short. Rodriguez vacuums it in. Underhand feed to second base for the out, and he gets Shrum there for the final out of the second inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base in the second. Nice frame by Noah Bremer. We're into the bottom half of the second inning next. It's 1-0 Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Last of the second inning, the Rough Riders trail the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 1-0. Happy to have you along on this Labor Day alongside Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley. Jax Biggers, Chris Cease, David Garcia, the three do up against William Fleming. The tall, slender right-hander deals home. This is arm side, outside. Left-handed batter Jax Biggers, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's a left-handed hitter and a right-handed pitcher to start off the second. The offering in. Swinging a grounder, chop foul past Kevin Torres, the first base coach for the Rough Riders, who will laid out of the way. It's one ball and one strike. William Fleming has been really good against righties this year. It's his like-handed side. They're hitting just 188 against him with about a 650 OPS, well below average. The 1-1. Biggers sprays it in the air. Foul out of play to the left side, 1-2. Against lefties, though, it has been less dominant. A 317 batting average for left-handed hitters. And an OPS that's almost 200 points higher for left-handed batters. Slight pull side shift on the infield. Fleming's pitch. Dips down into the bottom of the zone and just below it with a changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Fleming out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina's Wake Forest. The 2-2. Fouled away left side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Grew up in Asheville, North Carolina, and has deep athletic roots within the state. His grandfather ran track at UNC. His mother was a very accomplished swimmer at North Carolina. The 2-2. A swing and a fly ball into right center field. This one dropping quickly, and it drops in a base hit. Right in front of Tyler Tolbert in center field, and Jax Biggers singles to lead off the second on the sixth pitch of the at-bat. That brings Chris Cease to the plate. 1-0 Northwest Arkansas, bottom half of the second. Good start to the inning for the Rough Riders after they stranded two in the bottom of the first. Runner aboard to lead off the second. Here's the stretch and the pitch home to Cease. He takes low and outside. One ball and no strikes. His mother, Amy, a world record holder as a swimmer. National champion at UNC. First team all ACC as well. Here's the stretch and the 1-0. There's a foul out of play to the right side. Just finds the second row of seats. One ball and one strike on the Riders' third baseman, playing in his 84th game with the Rough Riders. Breeze continues to blow out to straightaway left field. Chris Cease was very happy about that pregame today. He's only sitting on four home runs this season. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. He swings and misses. Came up empty on a fastball center cut, and it's 1-2. But he and Ryan Tuntlin were talking, the Rough Riders hitting coach, before the game, and Tuntlin was joking that he said it's about time that the wind is blowing out one of these games, and
the last couple weeks. It's been blowing in mostly, especially yesterday, where it was a little bit stormy. But it's blowing out today. The 1-2. Fied out of play to the right side. It's one ball and two strikes. Still on the third baseman. It's blowing out of the pole side for him. Stands back in. Very slightly open stance. His back right pocket hanging inside out. Quick throw over to first. Chasing Biggers back in. He's 13 for 18 in stolen bases so far this year. Naturals infield plays to pull and double play depth. Straight up in the outfield. 1-2 offering from Fleming. There's a fly ball hitting the center field right at Tyler Tolbert. He barely has to move, stands still like a statue, and then reaches that left arm skyward, makes the catch. One away, Chris Cease retired. Biggers back to first base, and here's David Garcia with the Rough Riders trailing 1-0. Garcia, the Rough Riders catcher, a switch hitter, hits from the left side. In fact, the Rough Riders end the order today with back-to-back switch hitters, David Garcia and Franer Chavez. Ever since the exit of really the three best hitters for the Rough Riders this year, Thomas Sejesi, Luis Angel Acuña, and Evan Carter, the pitch. At the bottom of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1 on Garcia. Ever since the exit of those three guys, two via trade and one promotion, Carlos Cardoza has certainly had a tough time trying to find the right combination of guys at the top of the order. The pick. In the air, down the left field line, and it hooks foul. 0-2 on the Riders catcher. And so we've seen a lot of different guys kind of shuttled up and down. Jax Biggers is a perfect example. He's hitting sixth today. We've seen him up at the top of the order. We've seen him hitting second. Now hitting sixth in today's lineup. Liam Hicks is hitting third today for the first time all season. He hit second yesterday for the first time all season as well. Here's the 0-2. In the air down the left side. That one well out of play. A foul ball makes it still 0-2 on Garcia. It's trying to mix and match, find that right combination that's going to be the special combination to score enough runs that night, and that's been the problem for the Riders. The 0-2, down low and inside, one ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders have pitched extremely well. They had an ERA in August that was just above 4. It was their best monthly ERA out of any of the months so far in the season, and their September ERA is 2.33 for the first three games of the year. Or the month, I should say. They have not won a game in September yet. Three straight losses even with that ERA. The 1-2, hit in the air out to right center field. This one sending Tolbert back. He's there to make the catch. And there are two away. But Tyler Tolbert putting it away. There's Franer Chavez. It's Bonifacio out in right field. He makes the catch, and here's Franer Chavez, the pitch. Down low and inside, one ball and no strikes. But Franer Chavez, the aforementioned switch hitter as well, playing first base defensively for the Rough Riders today. The pitch home. A line shot over the shortstop, Valera, into left center field. That's a base hit. Biggers up to second base, and for the second straight inning, the Rough Riders have two base runners. Chavez singling into left center. Here's Aaron Zavala, top of the card. Zavala ground out to short back in the first inning, and a good opportunity to hit with runners in scoring position. Aaron Zavala probably had the best game of his season yesterday. He went 2-for-5, but he hit every ball hard that wasn't out. The pick. He swings, hits it in the air, foul down the left field line. It's 0-1. Zavala flied out to the wall in left field. lined out to right at 107 miles an hour off the bat. Singled to right. Then lined out to left field on a straight shot. And singled to center. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a hard line drive. Base hit left field. Biggers getting waved around third. He scores without a throw. The throw to third. And Chavez dives in safely. Rough Riders tie the game at 1 on an RBI single by Aaron Zavala. He continues to swing it well. Biggers came in to score from second base, and then Chavez looked like he was going to be thrown out at third, but the throw took the third baseman Wallace a little bit more towards left field, having to come in and grab that ball off of a short hop, and that allowed Chavez to just stutter step and then dive in around him into the third base bag. So Biggers ends up at second base on the throw, and here's Wyatt Langford in a tie game at 1-1. Langford was a force with Hickory after playing 3 games in the Arizona Complex League. Langford hit 5 homers and had 8 doubles and 2 triples in those 24 games. He knocked in 15 as well and walked 18 times. First pitch, just outside. 1-0. Tied at 1 here in the bottom of the second. Second career double A at bat for Wyatt Langford. First round pick this year. The 1-0. He swings, chops it foul left side. 1-1. Gainesville, Florida native, went to the University of Florida. Grew up a big Gators fan. An incredible athlete. He was a guy who played in a pretty small town, and he was so good at sports, he played high school varsity baseball as a 7th grader and played high school varsity football as an 8th grader. The pitch is sent on a line out to short, smothered by Valera from his knees. He fires onto first and just gets Langford. Man, close play at first base and a great one by Valera at shortstop, knocking it down on a dive to his left. And he threw onto first base for the out. It retires the side in the second, but the Rough Riders get a run on 3 hits, no errors, and they strand 2. We go to the top of the third inning next, tied at 1. Josh Warden on your play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, both teams have scored 1 run so far as we mosey on to the third inning on Labor Day. Hope you have a great Monday, everybody. Noah Bremer's first pitch of the third inning is outside to Tyler Cropley, and it's 1. Frisco tying the game in the bottom half of the second inning. Aaron Zavala's base hit knocks us up. 1-0 pitch. At the bottom of the zone, and that evens a count from Noah Bremer, 1-1. So he cancels out the home run given up by Bremer back in the first inning, his only score conceded today, his 1-1. breaking ball that spins out of the zone, 2-1. Top half of the third inning, series opener with a day off tomorrow. And then five more games the next 5 days. 2-1 pitch is whacked to left field. High fly ball. Lankford running back still going to the warning track. Up to the wall, and it's gone. Tyler Cropley leaves the yard, and a fly ball that took forever to come back down. And when it did, it was just a couple feet beyond the fence. Another solo home run. And the Naturals retake the lead 2-1. Tyler Cropley's fourth dinger of the year. And the former Iowa slugger, and now a catcher with the Naturals, goes yard to left field. Two solo home runs today for the Naturals. That one 98 miles an hour off the bat. On a fastball up and in, got the bat out in front. First pitch to Tyler Tolbert, top of the zone. Doesn't get the strike call. Tolbert thinking about a bunt. So 2-1 Naturals. After Bremer had pitched a hitless second inning, but another solo shot. 1-0 toss on the outside corner, and now it's one ball, one strike. Cropley only had two hits all of last series when the Naturals were playing Springfield, but one of those hits was a dinger. 1-1 pitch grounded softly left side. Chris Cease pulls it in, throws to first. Chavez got it, and Tyler Tolbert is the first out of the inning. Javier Vaz is the next batter with his team-leading average of .338. Over his first 22 games of the year, and that has increased today with a home run to give the Naturals the first lead of the game. They now have a 2-1 advantage over the Rough Riders. Top of the third inning here in Frisco. Bremer winds, and a foul ball back to the screen. Shadows covering the left side of the infield. Chris Cease was playing at the cut of the grass. The third baseman now backs up into the sun and now back into the shadows towards the back of the infield. The 0-1. It's outside, ball one. There's just a band of sun on the left side of the infield. And then the whole right side still facing the sun. An earlier start tonight than most weekdays. 6:05 tonight. 1-1. Changeup hit on the right side, right into the glove of Jax Biggers. He makes the routine play and puts away Javier Vaz for out number two. Noah Bremer keeps the ball on the ground twice after the home run. And with a 2-1 Naturals lead, he's now got two outs and Peyton Wilson the batter. Base is empty, 2-1 Northwest Arkansas, the top of the third. Bremer with his chest facing third base, kicks in. Fastball fouled back for Peyton Wilson. Well, as Zach mentioned, an Alabama product drafted second round 2 years ago from the Crimson Tide. Now, Noah Bremer reaching down to grab something, and both the catcher and the umpire coming to help him. Adjusting his necklace a little bit. I think part of his necklace broke off. Takes it off and puts it in his back pocket. I was worried he lost a contact lens. That would have been harder to reapply, but he's good to go. And Noah Bremer no longer donning the necklace. Deals the 0-1. It's fouled back again. It's 0-2. Maybe a good sign. It shows you're creating such velocity and torque towards the plate, even the necklace can't stay on. 0-2 the count for Noah Bremer with the bases empty and two down. He steps in and throws a breaking ball under the zone. It's now one ball and two strikes. Wilson, the number 27 prospects in the Royals farm system. That's a 1-2 count for Noah Bremer. His pitch is whacked back towards center field. It lands in the grass, and a couple hops into the glove of Kellen Strom. Base hit. So Peyton Wilson gets aboard with two outs on a single. And now Jorge Bonifacio, the batter for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. 2-1 Naturals on a pair of solo home runs. Bonifacio has been the home run slugger of late. Back-to-back games with a homer for the right-hand hitter. He has not been one of the two home run hitters tonight. First pitch to the right fielder is right over the plate, and strike one from Bremer. 30-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, 5 years in Major League Baseball, including with the Royals, 2017 to 2019 in Kansas City.
0-1 pitch is sent to the same spot, shallow center field. It also lands, and a couple rolls into Strom's glove. Back-to-back singles to center field. Peyton Wilson gets to second. Jorge Bonifacio is able to do the exact same thing Wilson did. And now Caden Wallace, the batter, with a two-out rally building for the Naturals. They already have a 2-1 lead thanks to a leadoff home run this inning. And they're trying to rebound for some more damage. Now the right-hand hitter to the plate for the Naturals. Noah Bremer, a right-hand pitcher, comes set. And he kicks in. Breaking ball, top of the zone, gets a strike call. So back-to-back singles for the Naturals. They lead it 2-1. Caden Wallace, the infielder at the dish. The 0-1 pitch from Noah Bremer. And he takes this one to left field. High fly ball, hooking towards the foul ball, and it stays fair. It's long gone. Three-run, two-out dinger. Caden Wallace opens up the lead. It's now 5-1. Found a changeup near the middle of the plate, and Caden Wallace turned it around at 94 miles an hour. Wasn't the hardest hit home run ever, but it had plenty of carry over the in-touch home run terrace. And Caden Wallace launches his second home run in his time with the Naturals. The number two prospect in the Royals organization goes yard. Two home runs in the inning. Top of the third, now Tucker Bradley shows bunt, pulls away. It's ball one outside. Three home runs today for the Naturals. All of their runs coming on the long ball. Noah Bremer had gotten two straight outs. 1-0 pitch fouled back to the screen. Then his necklace broke, and then it was two singles and a home run. So hasn't gone as well the last few batters. 5-1 Northwest Arkansas. The pitch is bunted and fouled, popped up towards the Rough Riders dugout.
2 years ago, Northwest Arkansas came in here to Frisco, and they opened up with a home run barrage like this in game one. It was Bobby Witt Jr., MJ Melendez, and Nick Prado who all homered. So a little bit different. Those three are now all in the big leagues.
Maybe a few years from now, that'll be the case for each of these guys. Tavier Vaz, Tyler Cropley, and Caden Wallace, the batters. That's fouled away from Bradley, and it's 1-2. So two solo home runs and a three-run dinger for Northwest Arkansas today. The 1-2. A late swing and a miss, and the inning finally comes to an end. Tucker Bradley punches out, and Noah Bremer ends the inning, albeit with four runs charged to him on a pair of home runs. And the Naturals lead at 5-1 into the bottom of the third. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders.
Well, some run support needed for Noah Bremer now into the bottom of the third inning. Northwest Arkansas leads at 5-1. Liam Hicks at the plate. First pitch from William Fleming. Just off the outside corner. and ball one. Four runs in for the Naturals in the top half of this third inning. And now in the home portion of the frame, Liam Hicks leads off, followed by Kellen Strom and Kaber Rodriguez. Second pitch is popped up, shallow left field. Vaz running in. Valera, the shortstop, goes back. It's Vaz who's taking over, and the left fielder catches for out number one. So Liam Hicks retired. Kellen Strom is next. 5-1 Naturals in the third inning. Kellen Strom is a good guy to start a rally. He's been getting on base a ton lately. He walked in the first inning today. Drew six walks in the series that concluded yesterday against Corpus Christi. First pitch to Kellen is hit over the right side towards the small part of the bat and fouls it away. Also had five hits, and so he led the team in on-base percentage last series at .462. Pretty close to half the time he was getting aboard. The 0-1 toss. He fouls it again, this time chopping behind home plate, and he's in an 0-2 hole. Didn't hit for a ton of power last series, just one extra base hit. It was a double, but hey, if you're getting on base by any method, even if it's just a walk or a single, that's still productive. And he has walked in his one plate appearance today. Hoping to set the table for Kaber Rodriguez and Jax Biggers and the rest of the order. One out, nobody off. Another 0-2, and he takes a swing and misses. William Fleming punches him out. His first strikeout of the day. So two down, and Kaber Rodriguez is the batter, and a 5-1 lead for the Naturals, third inning. As Zach mentioned, William Fleming, the son of an excellent swimmer. Amy Fleming, who was Amy Pless back in her days in the early 80s at North Carolina at Chapel Hill. First team All-American. Rodriguez lines the ball, third base side, past Wallace into left, base hit. Takes a hard turn around first, he chunks for second. The throw in is not in time. Kaber Rodriguez doubles with two outs. The Rough Riders are in business in the third inning. Pitch that was well off the plate. Rodriguez got his hands in on a fastball way inside. And he gets a double up the left field line. His fifth double of the year since joining the team about a month ago. So man at second for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the third inning, trailing 5-1. And Jax Biggers will now face the right-hander William Fleming. The Wake Forest product comes set and pitches and hits the bottom of the zone for a strike. His mom, Amy, first-team All-American four times in her years at Chapel Hill. 1981 NCAA champion of the 200 medley relay. The 0-1 toss. Biggers starts to bunt. He pulled back. The pitch was low. It's 1-1. Fleming has a medley of pitches. Throws a sinker, a cutter, a slider, and a changeup. Rodriguez taking a modest lead from second base. The shortstop Valera near him, behind him, holding him close to the bag. The 1-1 pitch, high and away. And Biggers is now ahead in the count. Two balls and one strike to Biggers, who singled the leadoff last inning and scored what is so far the only run of the day for Frisco. Northwest Arkansas has planted five to this point. 2-1 pitch from Fleming. It's outside. A throw back to second. Rodriguez gets in under the tag on a back pick attempt from Tyler Cropley. And the catcher makes an accurate throw, but not quick enough to get Rodriguez. Runner at second for the Rough Riders here in the series opener. Frisco and Northwest Arkansas both coming off series losses, winning two out of six games last week for these two clubs. The 3-1 pitch. Biggers sends it over the left side. Foul ball over the Rough Riders' bullpen. Full count now to Jax. Northwest Arkansas was playing Springfield in their series. Frisco was at home against Corpus Christi. Thomas Ajayi then was playing against the Naturals last week. Had a pretty good series, as he always seems to do, and three doubles and six hits in that week. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Biggers grounds it right side, sliding and can't make the play. Past Wilson. Rodriguez comes around third. Bonifacio's throw is not in time. Rodriguez slides around the tag, and the Rough Riders get a run here in the third inning on a two-out rally. Jax Biggers gets the RBI. Preston Wilson almost made the play, sliding in over at second base. and it snuck under his glove into right field. Bonifacio closed quickly from right and made a decent throw, but not a perfect one. And Rodriguez was able to take advantage, hooking around the tag and got in just ahead. It's now 5-2 Naturals. Two outs. Chris Cease sees the first pitch, takes it low and away. To an RBI for Jax Biggers. A single for him. Rodriguez coming home from second base on the sequence. Back-to-back innings with a run for the Rough Riders, but still down by three. At 1-0, Cease hits it on the ground towards the Frisco dugout, a foul ball. And the count comes even at 1-1. So a two-out rally after Rodriguez doubled with two down. And Biggers scores him on his single. Now Chris Cease tries to continue it. A 1-1 delivery, actually a throw over to first, and Biggers is back. Thomas Ajayi in that series against Northwest Arkansas. Six hits, three doubles over the six games played. However, he did not have a home run. So well done to the Naturals, doing something most teams cannot do, hold Ajayi homerless. A 1-1 Cease swings through it. It's now 1-2. So what a month for Thomas Ajayi ever since getting traded by the Rangers organization to the Cardinals farm system. And in the month of August, had nine home runs, hit 352. Over the month after getting traded. One ball, two strikes to Chris Cease. The runner's going. The pitch is outside. Biggers into second. He's safe standing up. I don't know if he knew what happened. I'm not sure if he thought it was strike three or what Biggers was thinking, but it works out.
Wow.
A little wry smile, and Biggers got in, slowing down a bit and didn't slide. I don't think he thought that was a live ball.
It was just weird.
Perhaps he thought it was strike three. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Chris Cease. He swings, and there is strike three. So the inning comes to an end. Biggers does get credit for his 14th stolen base of the year, but he's stranded at second. He gets an RBI out of it with his single to plant Caber Rodriguez home. And the Rough Riders shorten the deficit just a bit. 5-2, Northwest Arkansas has the lead through three innings. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Through three innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the visiting Northwest Arkansas Naturals with five runs on six hits and no errors. And the Frisco Rough Riders with two runs on six hits and no errors. The hits have been different methods, though. Three home runs for the Naturals. And thus a three-run lead. Dylan Schrum will lead off for Northwest Arkansas in the fourth inning facing Noah Bremer. First three hitters this inning will all be right-hand batters. Noah Bremer, the righty, deals and just gets it in on the inside or outside corner, I should say. Strike one on Dylan Schrum. 11 home runs this year for Schrum. The first baseman swings, fouls it back, and led the team with home runs last month. Six home runs in August, twice as many as any teammate for the Naturals. He does not have a September home run, however. Just early in the month. He's behind 0-2. Noah Bremer kicks. A changeup off the plate. It's now 1-2 to Schrum. .225 average over the course of the season. He causes a lot of damage and also takes a lot of damage. He's been hit by a pitch more than any teammate. 1-2 pitch. He fouls it over the netting and back behind home plate again. Still 1-2, the count to the leadoff man. He's been hit 23 times this season as Dylan Trump, by far the most on the team. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball hit back up the middle and lines into center field, skipping off the back of the dirt in the infield. And Dylan Trump turns around a two-strike pitch, and he's reached both times tonight. A walk and a single for Dylan Trump, and he's on board for Leonel Valera in the fourth inning. 5-2 Northwest Arkansas for the Rough Riders team, trying to build a rally here as a club, losing the final three games of the Corpus series. First pitch, Valera pops it up, shallow right field. Bigger sprints back for it. He reaches out, makes the catch, throws back to first, not in time for the double play, but nice closing speed from Jax Biggers to get there in shallow right field, playing a little bit more up the middle, and so he had some lateral ground to cover as well, back towards the right side of the outfield. And Biggers makes the play. So one out and a runner at first for the Naturals. Home run hitter Tyler Cropley to the plate. A solo shot that led off last inning for Cropley. Left field blast. Top of the fourth, 5-2 Northwest Arkansas. First pitch. And just as a bit outside, 92 miles an hour. Ball one to Cropley. The Rough Riders had a four-game winning streak that concluded last series and then finished on a three-game losing skid. A 1-0 pitch. Tails to the inside corner, a changeup that gets strike one. One ball, one strike. The Rough Riders on three occasions have gotten to a four-game winning streak this year, most recently that concluded Wednesday. And all three times, they have been unable to stretch it to five. 1-1 pitch, hit back to the netting, it's 1-2. So the Rough Riders have not had a five-game winning streak this whole year. And not only that, but the four-game winning streaks have not proved fortuitous in what they turned into. Each time it's caused a losing streak once they snap the winning streak. Haven't been able to keep it going well enough. Time is called by Tyler Cropley, the hitter. One ball, two strikes, one out, and a runner on. The first time the Rough Riders got a four-game winning streak, they promptly lost the next three. The next time they did it, just over a month ago, they lost the next four, canceling out the streak. And then this time, they've lost 5 of 6 since the winning streak. The 1-2 pitch from Noah Bremer. Fastball popped up behind home. No chance for any of the fielders. It's still a 1-2 count. Trying to build a streak, and there's only so many games left in the season to get hot. And the Rough Riders have to do it now, if ever. 12 games left, including tonight. And a five-game margin to make up behind Amarillo in the second-half standings. One ball, two strikes. Bremer's pitch is hammered to left field. High arcing fly. If it's fair, it's gone. And this one is foul. Just to the left of the foul pole on a screamer off the bat of Tyler Cropley, who was close to having a multi-home run day in the fourth inning. Hammered that one at 101 on a fastball in on the hands. And once again, got his bat out in front of it, just like a fastball last inning, and was able to homer to left. This one, he hooked it in front of the pole. Still a 1-2 count to Tyler Cropley. He's ready for another pitch from Bremer. Here she comes. Pops it behind home plate. He's on time with a fastball. That was at the top of the zone. Still a 1-2 count. He only had three home runs this year in 41 games. One of them was last week. And homered in his first plate appearance this series. This is his second trip at the plate against Frisco. Runner at first, one out. And the 1-2 toss from Noah Bremer. It's low and outside. The count comes even at 2 balls, 2 strikes on the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. Shadows covering about 75% of the playing surface now. And all the fielders shrouded except for Aaron Zavala and Wright. The 2-2 is whacked to left field, fouled again over the Frisco bullpen that was too low to get out of the yard but had home run power. Even harder than the foul ball that hooked in front of the pole that definitely did have home run distance. This one 107 off the bat. Cropley is making excellent contact today. Right-hand hitter with a left-hand bat. Swings with a 2-2, goes after the breaking ball and misses. Strike three from Bremer. Went off the plate and outside with a changeup and gets Cropley to chase it. So Noah Bremer finishes the job, gave up some hard contact, but in the book, it's just a strikeout. And that's the second out of the inning. Top of the order now, Tyler Tolbert gets his 500th at-bat of the season. And he steps in with two outs and a runner at first. 5-2, Northwest Arkansas. First pitch to Tolbert. Lined on the left side, grounds foul past Chris Cease. And into left field, where Wyatt Lankford collects the souvenir and throws the ball into the stands. Lankford had an early chance today in the first inning, a base hit, knocked his way, and a fly ball his direction. But nothing really since then. It's a pretty routine play so far to him in left field. The 0-1 toss to Tolbert. Ground ball left side again. Fair ball this time. Chris sees Fields going to his left. He throws the short way to second, and a fielder's choice ends the inning. Well, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals do not add on to their lead. Three home runs today, but nothing doing this inning. Just a base hit and nothing else. It's 5-2 Naturals in the bottom of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Midway through the fourth inning in Frisco, Texas, the Rough Riders opening a new series at home today. They trail 5-2 to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. The AA Kansas City Royals affiliate. It's the Rough Riders AA Rangers affiliate. David Garcia to lead off in the bottom of the fourth. Trailing by three, with William Fleming back to work the starting pitcher for the Naturals. Has allowed a fair amount of base hits today, six of them, but the Rough Riders have turned it into two runs. Naturals, seven hits and five runs. First pitch of the inning, down and in, ball one to David Garcia. The two franchises that share a spring training facility in Surprise, Arizona, Rangers and Royals operate together. 1-0 breaking ball stays outside, 2-0. Really nice facility out there in Surprise and close to the other teams around the Arizona League. 2-0 the count to Garcia. He swings and lines the ball towards left center field. Vaz running over, can't get there. Splits the outfielders, cut off in front of the warning track. Vaz throws back in. Garcia slides feet first. He's safe. Lead off double, David Garcia. Goes opposite way and he dunks it in left center field. Didn't even get to the warning track, but he had enough speed to get to second base. Garcia doubles. He's 1-for-2 today. And now Franier Chavez tries to pick up an RBI with the Rough Riders down 5-2. Both teams with seven hits now. Bottom half of the fourth inning, William Fleming set with his dark-colored glove next to his chest. Chavez bunts, third baseline, good bunt. Wallace comes in, gloves, throws to first in time. And Chavez is put away. It does move David Garcia to third base. And that'll bring up the top of the order. Aaron Zavala is next. So Chavez sacrifices himself. 5-3 on the putout. And Zavala, who already has an RBI today, will try to make it a multi-ribby game. They're at a Monday affair in Frisco. A single to left field for a run batted in 2 innings ago for Zavala. First run of the day. First pitch to him here is at the knee, strike one. That tied the game at 2-2, but Northwest Arkansas had a big inning right after that. 2 home runs and 4 runs in the third inning. It's now 5-2. Here's the pitch. It's down and in. Zavala has an even count now, 1-1. Zavala continues a good stretch. Nobody had more hits than him last week for Frisco. He had 6 base knocks against the Hooks. 1-1. Here's the pitch. Zavala sends it opposite way. Foul over the stands. And it's now 1-2. Also had 4 walks. And a double for Aaron Zavala. Now playing his 84th game of the season. Came off injury fairly early in the year and has been pretty regular in the lineup for the Rough Riders ever since. As a man at third and one out, the pitch is up high to bring the count back even again. 2 balls, 2 strikes from William Fleming. Not a huge strikeout guy. William Fleming has the lowest strikeout rate on the starting staff for Northwest Arkansas. Has a 2-2 pitch way outside, 3-2. Just 6 strikeouts per 9 innings for William Fleming. Making his first double-A experience this year ever since July 22nd, been with the Naturals. 3 balls, 2 strikes from the lanky right-hander. From the stretch, he deals. Zavala grounds it right side. It'll bring in a run. Wilson fields in shallow right field grass, and he throws in time to put away Zavala. He's got his 2nd RBI today, and it scores David Garcia from third base. Well, the Rough Riders chipping away. Still have some more work to do, but the lead, which was 5-1 at one point, is now 5-3. And Wyatt Lankford coming up with the bases empty. Lankford's 3rd at-bat of the day and his 3rd at-bat of his double-A career. Right-hand hitter sees the first pitch. Over the inside corner, breaking ball for strike one. 2 ground outs this evening for the unanimous first-team All-American earlier this year when he was still at college. The 0-1. Sees another breaking ball. This one middle-middle for strike two. Florida Gator now the number 2 prospect in the Rangers organization. Just 57 days since he was drafted by the Rangers. 4th overall selection. He's behind 0-2. Here's the pitch. Grounds one foul left side, and he stays alive. Gainesville native who played in his hometown for the Gators. Not only a lot of achievements on the field, but good to see his academic prowess. SEC academic honor roll for Wyatt Lankford. And now all the way up to double-A quickly. William Fleming trying to put away Lankford for another time. His 0-2 is grounded back up the middle, fielded by Wilson behind the bag. The second baseman sidearms to first and gets the out. Wyatt Lankford hit it hard, 94 miles an hour off the bat and right back up the middle. But Wilson had him played pretty much perfectly. And Lankford 0-for-3 today on 3 ground outs. And the 4th inning is done. 1 run in on a leadoff double by David Garcia. He scores. And the Rough Riders shorten the deficit. It's 5-3, Northwest Arkansas. Into the 5th inning when Zach Bigley has the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Ready.
Justin Slayton, the new arm for the Rough Riders, on the mound. Frisco, a 5-3 advantage over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Noah Bremer done in his start after four innings, and now it's Slayton to face Javier Vaz. And the first pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes high and outside. One ball and no strikes. Vaz a home run in the first inning, and ground out to second in the third. Slayton has his sign. He stretches and deals. Flicks a fastball to the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Final line for Noah Bremer tonight. He goes four innings, allowing five runs, all earned on seven hits. Struck out two and walked one. 5-3 our score. Rough Riders trail. The 1-1 is hit foul back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes on Vaz. Justin Slayton, the right-hander for the Rough Riders, has been consistently one of the better arms for Frisco out of their bullpen. A native of East Texas. He brings in the 1-2. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, first base side to Chavez at first. He fields and feeds underhand to Slayton, coming across the bag for the out. One away. Peyton Wilson bats now. 5-3 advantage for Northwest Arkansas in the top of the fifth inning. The New Mexico product, University of New Mexico. 4-3 this year, a 3.23 ERA. Making his 34th appearance out of the Rough Riders mound. 47 in the third innings, 69 strikeouts. He fires. Swinging a hard ground ball to the right side, it sneaks through and into right field. 105 miles an hour exit velocity on that ground ball by Peyton Wilson. And he singles for the second time today. Jorge Bonifacio, the batter now. Bonifacio, single in the third. He had a really good series against the Rough Riders when Frisco visited Springdale, Arkansas earlier this year. The pitch. He pops it skyward back behind home. Garcia gets rid of the mask, back to the warning track. The Riders catcher watches it go into the second row of seats. Back behind home, and it's 0-1. Man. That was scary stuff. There were fans who were sitting right there, and they were watching David instead of looking up towards the sky to find the foul ball, and it nearly hit him. They're lucky. No harm, no foul. 0-1 on Bonifacio. In that series, in six games, he hit three homers and had 10 RBIs in the six games and almost a 1,200 OPS. The 0-1. Fastball, bottom of the zone for a strike at 97, 0-2. Nine hits in 24 at-bats in that series, a 375 average. He's 1-for-2 today with a single to center in the third. Here's Slayton's 0-2. Bounces down in the dirt, skips away from Garcia out in front of the plate. That allows Wilson to move down to second base in the wild pitch. One ball, two strikes, and a runner in scoring position now for Northwest Arkansas, leading 5-3 in the top of the fifth inning. And for Northwest, they are already 1-for-1 with runners in scoring position in this game. That one hit, the three-run homer by Caden Wallace back in the third. Here's the 1-2. Swinging a hard ground ball through the right side, a base hit. Zavala up with it. Wilson getting waved around third. Zavala's strong throw to the plate is cut off by Chavez. Throw back behind the runner at first, and it's in time to get Bonifacio. Well, Chavez cut that ball off, and he might have had a chance to get the runner at the plate. It looked like it was a good strong throw, but they threw back behind the runner, and Bonifacio tagged out at first base, and there are two outs in the inning. It's Kellen Martin making the call over at first. And the man manager quickly out, Tommy Shields, to go chat about it. He didn't agree, and now they'll call the umpires together. If you're watching on MILB TV, a look back at the tag, I mean, you can't really tell from that angle whether or not he tagged him or not. And they do say out. So Bonifacio contending he was never touched on the Biggers tag. The Riders' second baseman coming back behind the play. He said he swept the glove across his jersey, and Bonifacio said he juked him out. No tag, but doesn't matter. The official call is out. Bonifacio's the second out of the inning. He has himself an RBI single, though. And he's out 9-3-4. So here's Caden Wallace. First pitch is low and outside, 1-0. Our score is now 6-3, Northwest Arkansas, in this top of the fifth inning.
The other thing is Steven Rios, the home plate umpire, was doing the right thing looking at home.
The 1-0. High off the outside corner, 2-0.
So once they asked for help from the other umpires, well, he's making sure that Peyton Wilson touched home plate, so it's hard for him to really change the mind of Kellen Martin.
And with how hard that ball was hit, I think everyone thought the throw was going to go through. The pitch is high, and it's 3-0. So, like you said, Rios has to be keeping an eye on the plate and making sure that that ball was cut off. And really a tough call to make for Kellen Martin, who only could see the back of Bonifacio and just kind of assumed the tag was made. The pitch is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 3-1. And, of course, we can't hear what the umpires are talking about, but I imagine it went something along the lines of, did you see it? No, I was looking to the plate. Did you see it? No, I was looking the other direction. Okay, we're sticking with the call.
Yeah.
3-1. There's a fly ball on a right center field. That one sends Zavala back into the alley. He has this one measured, makes the two-handed grab, and it retires the side. But a run across for Northwest Arkansas. One run on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're into the home half of the fifth inning. Rough Riders trail 6-3 to Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Big League rehabbing Brad Keller is out on the hill in the fifth inning. William Fleming is done. Rough Riders down 6-3 to Northwest Arkansas in the home half of the fifth. Brad Keller trying to come back in his big league rehab, and the pitch to Liam Hicks is on the outside corner. A strike with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. The Snellville, Georgia native was originally a Diamondbacks draft pick in 2013. The pitch. Outside edge, a strike. 0-2 out of Flowery Branch High School in Flowery Branch, Georgia. Made his big league debut back in 2018. He's pitched six seasons in Kansas City. The 0-2. Inside. It's one ball and two strikes. This season, nine appearances, all starts, a 4.36 ERA. And normally a starting pitcher. Working out of the bullpen here in relief. And the 1-2 is a ground ball foul to the right side. One ball and two strikes. Keller was placed on the 60-day injured list. Recovering from a shoulder injury. The 1-2. Swing and a miss out in front. Hicks strikes out. A good changeup off the outside edge. One out, and here's Kellen Strom. Strom 0 for 1 today with a walk. William Fleming in his start. Done after four innings, allowing three runs on seven hits. The pitch slithers inside, and it's 1-0. He walked one and struck out two. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner with a slider, the bottom of the zone, 1-1. A six-pitch pitcher. The offering is hit on the ground to the right side. First baseman Shrum's got it. Flips over to the first base area where Keller covers, and they get the out 3-1. Two outs. 6-3 Northwest Arkansas. Bottom of the fifth. Kaber Rodriguez, the batter, who doubled back in the third. He has a four-seam fastball that he throws most of the time. Slider, curveball, changeup, sinker, and a sweeper. Mostly he'll throw the fastball and the slider. Here's the pitch. Inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. When he faces right-handed batters, he'll mostly throw that slider. He offers, just misses. A little bit low, and it's one ball and no strikes. He looks over the top of his glove, and he rocks it home. Low off the outside corner. It's two balls and one strike. Curveball there. His curveball is actually a higher velocity than his fastball, or I should say than his slider, which is very rare. The 2-1, a swing and a soft roller foul left side. Two balls and two strikes, and they can often get mixed up for each other. He has the bases clear and two outs here in the fifth inning. Ryder is trailing 6-3. Rodriguez closed off stance, the pitch. Fly ball foul down the right field line. It's still two balls and two strikes. Six runs, nine hits, no errors for Northwest Arkansas. Three runs, seven hits, and no errors for the Rough Riders. In this bottom of the fifth. Here's Keller's offering. Outside corner, strike three call to the knees. And that ends the inning. Second strikeout for Brad Keller. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. We go to the top of the sixth inning next. It's 6-3 Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
We're to the top of the sixth inning from Riders Field. Happy to have you on Labor Day. Happy Labor Day. I've heard Labor Day can be some people's favorite holidays, so for those who are celebrating, hope you're enjoying yourselves. 6-3 Rough Riders trail here in the top of the sixth inning, and first pitch to Tucker Bradley from Justin Slayton is inside and low, one ball, no strikes. Do you have any Labor Day traditions growing up, Josh?
Oh, so many. Always went out to Central Oregon on Labor Day.
The 1-0. Breaking ball for a strike on the outer edge, 1-1.
It was only about a three-hour drive, and every Labor Day we would have a pentathlon of yard games with a couple other family friends.
The pitch, swing and a miss, one and two.
Group of seven or eight of us or so, and we'd play croquet, frisbee golf, ladder ball, bocce ball, and shuffleboard.
Nice. The 1-2, fouled away, left side, still 1-2. Which one were you best at?
I was pretty darn good at croquet. That was probably my strong one.
Were you a between-the-legs swinger?
Good question. No, okay. I go side swing, golf style. Yeah, okay. But I've seen both ways work. I've seen either one. I feel like you'd be a side, in-between-the-legs.
I have never played croquet.
Oh, okay.
The 1-2. Fouled away, left side, still 1-2. I only think about croquet as like... You watch an old English movie, and there are all these people in dresses and suits playing in the yard.
It's a fun game.
Okay.
We should play it more often in America.
The 1-2. Check swing on a pitch down in the dirt. He went around. Strike three. And Garcia tried to tag him, and he dropped the ball. It looked like he hurt his hand for a second, but he's good to go. That was kind of scary just for a second. It's a strikeout of Tucker Bradley. 2-1 assisted, one away. First strikeout for Justin Slayton in relief, and here's Dylan Schrum. 6-3, Rough Riders trail Northwest Arkansas in the top of the sixth here in Frisco. Schrum has reached twice with a walk and a single in the first pitch. Outside corner is striking, it's 0-1. What's bocce ball?
Oh, come on. You know what bocce ball is.
Is it lawn bowling? Is it the same thing?
No.
The 0-1. Fouled back this way. Oh, man. That hit just above us.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a laser back here. I wasn't going to try to catch that.
That's bocce ball. No, that's not bocce ball.
Woo.
That was fun, though.
Got the adrenaline going a little bit. The 0-2. And misses. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. And... it's strikeout number two in a row for Justin Slayton. That literally lowered the windows. It hit right above us, and the windows dropped down a little bit. Jeez.
So, okay, bocce ball is the game where you throw the little tiny white ball like a golf ball as, like, the starting pin.
The pitch. Inside. One ball, no strikes.
And then everybody who's playing has, like, a larger... ball, and then they all throw them in their own turn. Whoever gets closest to the white ball wins.
So it's lawn bowling.
Oh, is that what lawn bowling is? Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess I didn't know what lawn bowling is.
More of a cornhole man myself.
I called it bago.
What? There's a strike in the outside corner, 1-1. Bago?
Bago. That's how I learned cornhole.
I mean, I've heard bags in the Midwest. It's called bags.
I've heard that too.
It's called cornhole.
Most people call it cornhole, but when I first learned it, that people who taught me called it bago.
Sounds like a weird combination of the two different.
I guess. I don't know. This is what they told me.
Okay. The 1-1. They fouled back off Garcia's glove, and it's one ball and two strikes. 6-3 Northwest Arkansas, top of the sixth inning.
I feel like you'd be a good spike ball player.
I do like spike ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're nimble.
Sure. Slayton readies in the 1-2. In the air, down the right side, it's foul, and it's still one ball and two strikes.
What do you think is the best lawn game, though, overall?
I do think cornhole is your best bet.
Okay, back goes the number one.
I think it was 2 years ago, spike ball was played a lot here in Frisco. Maybe it was last year. The 1-2. Go off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. A lot of the players would get together, go to the Lazy River on the off day, and then play spike ball in the outfield. Owen White was a big spike ball player. 2-2. There's a line drive over second into right center. Sinks into the ground for a base hit. Valera singles the opposite way. There's Tyler Cropley. Northwest Arkansas leads 6-3. It's their 10th hit on the evening. Not only is today Labor Day, but the weather really making it perfect for lawn games tonight. 96 degrees at first pitch. It's cooled down just a little bit, 94. Stoppage of play. Valera had to get things figured out with his protective gear, make sure he had the right stuff on. And now time called, and Carlos Cardoza is coming out and checking with Steven Rios Jr. about something. And now we're getting new baseballs for Steven Rios Jr. Is there a pitch clock on this? Tyler Cropley in from the right side. Open stance. And Slayton's first pitch. Breaking ball high and inside, 1-0. Cropley homered to left field in the third inning. A solo homer and then nearly homered again in the fourth. He had a foul ball down the left field line. He ended up striking out in the fourth inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Cropley came in with just three homers, and he almost had two in his first two at-bats today. Playing his 42nd game with Northwest Arkansas. Here's the 1-1. Over for a strike. Cut fastball in the middle of the plate. 1-2. Flags blowing out to left field to the pole side. That's where all the homers have been hit so far today. All three of them for Northwest. Actually, beg your pardon. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him for the final out of the sixth inning. It's his third strikeout. He strikes out the side with a single mixed in there. And it's still 6-3 Northwest Arkansas. The Vaz homer was hit to right field back in the first inning. Bottom of the sixth inning next. The Rough Riders trail Northwest Arkansas 6-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, this is Trevor Hover with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, Rough Riders and Naturals, game one of this six-game series. It's Jax Biggers to lead it off, who's had a great game. A 2-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored. Rough Riders trying to mount a comeback, trailing by 3 runs. Brad Keller's first pitch. He cuddles with the outside corner for a strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-1. Biggers in from the left side again, and the offering is inside. It's 1-1. When the Rough Riders are trailing after 5 innings this year, they are 6-46. The 1-1. Down low and inside. He had a jump rope to get over the top of it. It's 2-1. Rough Riders have had their fair share of comeback wins this year, but mostly they've been in the first few innings. Not so much in these latter portion of the innings. And it's not like 3 runs is an insurmountable deficit at this point in the game. 2-1. Outside. 3-1. And especially when you add in the bat of Wyatt Langford, newly into this lineup, he's 0-for-3 today, but he has the ability to get hot in a second. The 3-1 is grounded foul right side. 3-2. What the Rough Riders have been lacking is the home run ball. They just have two last series. I keep on thinking this is still part of the Corpus Christi series because, you know, you didn't get a day off in between like we normally do. We'll have the day off tomorrow. Only 2 homers last series. Frisco was last in AA. The 3-2. There's a fly ball into right field. And chasing Bonifacio back a few steps. He's got it measured, though, and he makes the catch. One away. And Chris C. stands in. Rough Riders last in AA in August in homers. And Chris C. stands in. He's 0-for-2. Jax Biggers led the Rough Riders in August with 6 long balls. Frisco has just 1 in the month of September. It was from Angel Aponte, who unfortunately was released yesterday after the game. The pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. The Rough Riders' other roster moves coming with Wyatt Langford joining the club today. Tristan Polly was placed in the temporary inactive list. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. And in front on a pitch at the bottom of the zone. John Matthews was activated in the Rough Riders' bullpen. 1-1. Just inside, it's 2-1. Speaking of the Rough Riders' bullpen, Reed Burlingmeyer is loosening out there. Keller looks over his glove in the 2-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle into center, a base hit. And Chris Cease singles back up the box. He's got the Rough Riders' 7th hit today. That brings David Garcia to the plate. Garcia doubled in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. Pull side shift in the infield, first pitch. Inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Garcia's double is his 3rd with the Rough Riders this year. Playing in his 37th game. 0-1. Off the outside edge, and it's 1-1. Garcia made the tag for the first strikeout of the 6th inning as a catcher and kind of jammed his hand into the batter, Bradley. The pitch is outside. It's 2-1. And you worry a little bit because he's coming off hamate bone surgery earlier this year. He no longer has any hamate bones. Both removed, breaking his left hamate bone a few years ago, and then he broke his right earlier this year. 2-1. Swing and a miss and a pitch down in the dirt. Strike 2, and it's 2-2. He's looking to end strong and hopefully come back next year and have a full season to play. Only playing the 37 games so far this year were not in his plan. He spent the whole year here last year. He's still just 23, and he'll play the rest of the season as a 23-year-old and start next year at 24. A 2-2. Swinging a ground ball left side. Third baseman Wallace slides, bobbles it, and he has no play. He tried to transfer while on the ground to his left-hand side, sliding and making a really nice stop, but he couldn't get it out of his glove cleanly. And it's an infield single for Garcia. He has two hits today. A runner's at first and second now for the Rough Riders. Really nice sliding stop. And then he got it out of his glove, but then thought he had it in his hand. Instead, he kind of flicked it behind him. Freiner Chavez, the batter, who's one for one today with a single and a sacrifice bunt. Nine-hole hitter, the pitch. Bottom of the zone, strike one. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders have had plenty of opportunities today with runners in scoring position. They're 2-for-6 in those situations. A couple RBI singles, the pitch. It's on the inside edge for a strike, 0-2. Actually, they ruled the David Garcia ball an error instead of a single. So E5 on the play. There are runners at first and second still. The 0-2. There's a line drive deep down the left field line into the corner, and it's a foul ball. Freiner Chavez just lofted it left of the chalk. And it's still 0-2. That had two-run double written all over it. That would have made it a one-run game. Instead, it's still 0-2. Well, be an interesting call to see if that stands as an error. And make a sliding stop to get it. 0-2 on Chavez. The offering home. Swinging a soft bouncer to second base. Wilson's got it on to second for one. And the throw to first is in time for a double play. It's 4-6-3, and it ends the inning in the sixth. We go to the top of the seventh inning next. The Rough Riders trail the Naturals 6-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
We are a staff. For a limited time, get high-performance, ultra-reliable internet plans starting at just $25 a month. And now we have mobile, too. Experience the number one rated internet with this special offer. Switch today. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $25 a month, all in for 1 year. Don't forget to ask about Astound Mobile. We are Astound.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Right at the top of the seventh inning, the Rough Riders and the Naturals, Frisco trailing 6-3, and for the play-by-play, it's Josh Warden.
Well, thank you very much, Zach. Final trimester of this ballgame here in Frisco, Texas. With Reed Burlingmeyer coming out of the Frisco bullpen, he'll be facing the top of the order. In fact, both teams will have had the top of the order coming up in the seventh inning. So a big frame for both clubs as the Rough Riders try to come back from the three-run deficit. Trying to hold the Northwest Arkansas Naturals in check, Reed Burlingmeyer out of the University of Illinois at Chicago. His 14th appearance of the year in Frisco. 21 innings, 25 strikeouts, and a 2.49 ERA. Right-hander dealing with the righty Tyler Tolbert. Burlingmeyer looking in and is on the same page with his battery mate, David Garcia. And his first pitch of the day. It's right over the middle in strike one on a 95-mile-an-hour heater. Tolbert is 1-for-3 today. A pair of ground outs and a single, and he was later picked off after his base hit. The 0-1 toss to Tolbert. Big cut and a miss. Fastball top shelf. He's behind 0-2. That pickoff slash caught stealing when he was run down in between second and third came back to bite him. The very next batter homered. So Tolbert could have scored an extra run than he otherwise would have. But Northwest Arkansas is ahead 6-3. The 0-2 toss from Reed Burlingmeyer. Big cut and a miss. Three fastballs, three strikes. Punched him out. Good start for Reed Burlingmeyer. One out in the inning for Javier Vaz. Follows up a good performance from Justin Slayton, who went two innings. Struck out the side in his final inning. He did allow a run back in the fifth. And finishes out his day with those two frames. Now it's Reed Burlingmeyer's turn. Second guy out of the bullpen for Frisco today. 6-3 Naturals. Javier Vaz, the batter. Righty-lefty matchup begins. The foul ball back to the netting. Chris Cease playing in third baseman with his toes just behind the grass. And now after the first pitch foul ball, he backs up another step. But still playing very in. Shortstop Rodriguez playing behind the bag. The 0-1. Ground ball right side. Jax Biggers works over, able to field and throw in time. It was not very hard hit, and Biggers was able to cover about 15 or 20 feet of ground. And he puts away Javier Vaz. Two down and nobody on. Good start for Reed Burlingmeyer in this seventh inning. Peyton Wilson the batter, and a 6-3 lead for the Naturals. Wilson, who led the team in hits last series, 11 base knocks against the Springfield Cardinals. 11 for 25. He also walked three times. Left-hand hitter sees the pitch from Burlingmeyer. He chops it back to Reed. Pitcher comes off the hill. It's fielded by Garcia. Throws to first, and it's a foul ball. Garcia flew in out of nowhere. And the catcher streaking up the line, high-stepping as he throws. And it was all for naught, but it still made for a good highlight. Garcia throwing away the mask, took over from his pitcher, and also a nice catch by Chavez to grab it, step on the bag, and then stares aghast with a little smile at the end towards home plate umpire Steven Rios Jr., which was the right call. It was foul, but I wish that that highlight could stand as a putout. A great play from David Garcia, and Franier Chavez made a good catch at first base. Well, an exciting play nonetheless for this crowd here on a Labor Day ball game. Early September in Frisco. Doesn't get much better than this. Mild temperatures, cloudless day. A day off tomorrow for the Rough Riders. They can sleep in, enjoy the day off here at home, and then come back Wednesday. Five more games in this series against the Naturals. Two outs, 0-1 count from Reed Burlingmeyer. His pitch to Wilson. Chopped back to Burlingmeyer, passed him towards the first baseman, fielded by Chavez, goes back to Reed, and not in time. Preston Wilson beats the wrap, and Burlingmeyer had to run back to first. It was softly hit, and a tough play for Chavez to come in and turn back across his body. And Burlingmeyer maybe didn't have his foot on the bag anyway. It's a bang-bang play. And it's an infield single for Peyton Wilson. He's got three singles today. And his first infield base knock brings up Jorge Bonifacio. He's 2-for-3 today, so it's been a very productive top of the order for the Naturals. Top four guys have combined for six hits and a couple RBIs. 6-3, Northwest Arkansas, seventh inning. With two outs, here's the first pitch of the plate appearance. Swing and a whiff from Bonifacio. Fastball outer half. It was the cutter, in fact, from Reed Burlingmeyer. Thrown that cutter a lot more ever since his promotion from High A. We were talking earlier this year, he said he threw more fastballs in Hickory. The 0-1 pitch. Low of the zone, throw back to first base, not in time to get Wilson. One ball, one strike from Burlingmeyer. Operates the arsenal a little bit more, throws the cutter more often just to complement the fastball and give some more movement on his pitches. The higher up you go, the more these hitters are able to hit a variety of pitches and be able to produce well. And two, the count for Reed Burlingmeyer. Throw over to first, almost got him to end the inning. Peyton Wilson just got back. And safe is the call to extend the frame. Two outs, runner at first for the Naturals. They lead 6-3 in the seventh inning. Bonifacio at the dish with an RBI base hit, his last at bat. The 0-2 delivery from Burlingmeyer. Now here she comes, runner goes. Ground ball, or line drive, I should say, foul behind home plate. And that'll send Peyton Wilson walking back to first base. Burlingmeyer, who is pitching an indie ball this year, he was in the Oakland Athletics organization until 2022. Released, went to Fargo, North Dakota for some independent baseball. And then signed by the Rangers, multiple teams interested in him, but the Rangers were the quickest to pull the trigger and sign him. Here he is, a double A. His 0-2 pitch, runner goes. It's down and away. Garcia chugs to second. The throw in time. Peyton Wilson gunned down at second. Had to be an excellent throw, and David Garcia threw it on the money. And Wilson had a pretty good jump. Garcia threw it just to the right of second base. Perfectly placed for the tag. And that's the out. Inning over. Facing the minimum, Reed Burlingmeyer tosses a scoreless seventh. Time for some stretching in Frisco. The Rough Riders down 6-3 in the seventh inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Left-hander out of the bullpen for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ryland Kaufman comes in, and he faces left-handed batter Aaron Zavala. 6-3 Naturals in the seventh inning. First pitch from Kaufman. Cuts across the outside corner and strike one to begin Kaufman's day. 6'4", 190-pounder, 24-year-old. Second pitch is down and in. And now one ball, one strike from Kaufman. Aaron Zavala at the plate. With a 1-1 count, the base is empty, just beginning the seventh. The pitch is hit on the ground, left side, off the end of the bat. Weird spin, but Wallace gloves it, throws across, and puts him away. At the very end of the bat, and it was pinballing around, but into Wallace's glove. And that brings up Wyatt Langford, looking for his first double-A base hit here on Labor Day. Three ground balls for Wyatt Langford. 0-3 today. Just promoted and officially put on the AA roster earlier today. Fourth overall draft pick this year by the Rangers. Against the left-hander Kaufman, who goes into his wind. Breaking ball outside corner. The slider misses. It's 1-0 to Lankford. Outfield plays him a little bit deep in left field, straight up in center and right, wind blowing right to left. The 1-0. Big cut and a miss from Lankford. Really let loose on that one. Swings over it. One ball, one strike. Lankford putting the ball in play all three times today. He was known at Florida as a guy who did not strike out very much. One ball, one strike from Kaufman. He winds and delivers. Just off the outside, 2-1. In fact, Lankford is in his career walked more times than he struck out. 92 walks, 89 strikeouts at Florida. Two balls, one strike to the right-hand hitter. Here's the pitch. Cuts on it, third base side, foul. Ground ball just about 5 feet wide of the bag and skips into the stands for a souvenir. Following Lankford, Liam Hicks and Kellen Strom are the next two guys in the order, trying to start a rally here, trailing 6-3 to the Naturals in the bottom of the seventh. Ryland Kaufman looks in, and he starts his windup. Breaking ball off the outside again. Count is now full. Lankford, who played in the College World Series just a couple months ago, all-tourney team in Omaha. As a 3-2 count from Kaufman. Here is the payoff. Ground ball, third base side. Lankford going after a fastball on the inner corner. Borderline pitch. Might have been ball four. Maybe would have been a strike, and Lankford goes after it. And now calls for time. It's grounded out back to the pitcher, to the shortstop, and to the second baseman today, putting it up the middle for the most part. Three balls, two strikes from Kaufman. His pitch into Lankford for the payoff. A half swing on a pitch outside. He did go, and Lankford strikes out. Just barely couldn't hold back his swing. And a pitch that was fairly far outside, and he almost had ball four. But he strikes out for the first time in his AA career, and Lankford 0-4 today. So Liam Hicks is next. He's 1-3. Two outs, and nobody on the bases for Frisco in the seventh inning. Trailing the Naturals by a score of 6-3. Kaufman works Hicks, breaks off the bottom of the zone, and ball one. A great August for Hicks, and just a couple games into September, but had a good series that crossed into the month of September. Six hits last week, 1-0 pitch. Hicks grounds it, high bouncer, foul, right side. Hicks hit .338 in August, for a guy who had struggled a little bit towards the middle of the year. Got on time with a fastball. He said a lot of the time guys try to hit earlier, and I was getting too early out in front of a lot of pitchers. 1-1. Hicks takes it low. Two balls and one strike. Oftentimes it's just starting the motion earlier, toe-tapping a brief moment quicker than they previously had been. That's some of the adjustments a lot of guys make. He had to slow down and just start his whole motion later. He was getting extended. And his front leg would be out too far, and he wasn't getting a lot of power. He just had to slow down, just be patient. And things have turned around for Liam Hicks, who now has the best batting average on the team, at least on the active roster, .273. The 2-1 pitch. Hicks patient, and it strikes the outside corner on a breaking ball. Two balls, two strikes. The other thing is Hicks has shown some speed. He led the team in stolen bases last week. For a guy who didn't have a steal until 8 days ago at AA. 2-2 pitch to Liam Hicks. He sends it high in the air on the infield, playable for Wallace. Third baseman charges in, and he makes the catch with 1 foot in foul territory. It's a pop out to the third baseman and a 3-up, 3-down inning for Ryland Kaufman. No score for the Rough Riders in the seventh, and still trailing the Naturals 6-3 into the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-SUMMON-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson.